Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX, Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were higher across the board today, led by the soybeans. Soybeans were about 15 cents higher, closed just over 12.90 in the November contract. They traded as high as 12.96 and did not quite get to that $13 level that a lot of people are calling resistance, but they got within 4 cents of it. Kansas City and Chicago wheat both traded slightly higher, but still about 10 to 15 cents off their highs from the past few weeks. Kansas City December was about 7.49, up 4.25. If you look at the July of 2014 Kansas City wheat, it was up 6 cents at 7.33 and a half. Corn, on the other hand, up a half of a cent. December closed at 4.43 and a quarter, and that has been the benchmark contract here for the past couple of months, trading about 10 to 11 cents off their low over the last week of 4.32. But overall, it doesn't look like there's a lot of strength in that market at this point. And then looking at the weather, the Southern Plains are calling for below normal rainfall. And below normal temperatures over the next few weeks. There's not a lot of concern here. We have some rainfall the last couple weeks that have helped get that wheat off to a good start. And then in South America, they're calling for below normal rainfall for 2 weeks, and they need rain, but there's not any cause for concern right this second.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
The USDA and the government are back in business today, and we will start to get the government reports, which we have been without for the last couple of weeks. Now, the October 11th report, which was supposed to come out and did not, will not be released at all. The next monthly report from the USDA will be the November 8th supply and demand report. And so there will be a gap in the data, but it shouldn't be too big of a deal, as things should just start getting back to normal now after the furlough. We don't have any big reports coming out of the government this week, but tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m., we do have an Informa report, which will be released. They're going to give us their 2014 planted acres numbers and how much they think the farmers will plant in 2014. They're thinking that corn will be somewhere just below 93 million acres, where this last year we had 97.5 million, according to the USDA. So that's a significant cutback there. Soybeans, they're saying somewhere around 84 million acres, where this last year we had about 77. So the price has really dictated what they're going to plant, according to Informa. But a lot of farmers are saying they'll just do it the regular rotations, but they're betting on a big decrease in corn acres and a big increase in soybean acres based on prices alone. And then they're saying wheat acres about 56.7 million, and that was about 200,000 more than what the USDA said we planted in 2013.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, October live cattle were down 15 at 129.15. December live cattle down $1.47 at 131.77. October feeders were off 15 at 165.85. And November feeders were down 82 cents at 166.90. December lean hogs were down 35 at 88.45. And February lean hogs down 12 cents at 90.52. In the grain markets, Kansas City December wheat was up 4.25 cents at 7.49 even. July Kansas City wheat up 5.25 at 7.32 3/4. In the row crops, Chicago December corn up 0.25 cents at 4.43 even, and March corn traded up 0.25 cents as well at 4.55 1/2. November soybeans today gained 16 3/4 cents and closed at 12.93 1/4, and January soybeans were up 14 3/4 at 12.89 1/2. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.